In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The church, since we'll be celebrating the beginning of the new year in September 11, actually this year is a leap year, so we'll be celebrating it on September the 12th. The church has put for us the reading about the end of the world. Actually, it talks about two things. The end of the world, and our Lord also was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. And this has been fulfilled, but the end of the world has not been fulfilled, of course, yet. So the church intentionally has put these readings because as we start the new year and end the end of the year, the church wants to bring our mind and attention to the end of our life, the end of our life. And that's why the readings trying to make us think about the end on our life. So I wanted to talk to you today about time, about the importance of time. As St. Paul says, he says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as the wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." And the gospel of today actually, and the readings of today point so much into this, that we need to be watching, be careful, because time is equal to your life. And if I waste my time, I'm going to be wasting my life. Time makes my life. The Psalm 90 says, "The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, then by 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off," talking about our time, "soon cut off, and will fly away. So teach us to number our days." We're asking God to teach us to number our days, to value our days, "that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." One thing also we need to be thinking about time, that it is a gift from God. A gift meaning that something that God gave you and he expects you to earn with it, to multiply, to work with it and bring a profit. One of the sayings that I actually was interested in that I read says, "Time is free, but it's priceless. It cannot be bought by price. You cannot own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back." Of course, the past is gone, and the future is not guaranteed, but what we have in hand is the current moment. That's why we ought to try to do the best in it. Another thing about redeeming the time, as St. Paul says, the word redeem means to rescue or to buy or to ransom, means that we need to rescue from loss what is left. So redeem the time that I have certain years left in my life. I need to rescue those because everything is gone. So I need to make the very best of them. If I am aware of the end of my life. Time, they say, Keda, a saying that's very interesting. Time is the coin of your life. It is a coin that you go and buy things with. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. So you own this time, but people can still intrude and take this coin and spend it for you when you owe in something that is not going to benefit you. When you, this is yours and you just should have made a wise use of it. We all know this, but I'm going to mention it again. Top time wasters. In our society, we have time wasting from everything. And maybe this is actually the Satan of this world, I don't know. But with the internet, with Facebook, with Twitter, Instagram, and I'm sure there are many other things that I'm not aware of. Those are things that basically stealing the time. They say the beginning of a million websites start from a link or something like that. So once you click on this, it takes you to another link and so forth. So there are things that can cause time to be lost externally and internally. Externally, when you speak with people for hours or waste your time, you know, people can waste it for you. But internally, these are things that I can control, like Facebook and things like this. I need to have control over it rather than having it use my time, which is equivalent to my life. Another expression, actually, that I heard from Pope Shenouda about people who work overtime. When you actually work, what you're doing is you're selling your time for money, right? Because I'm giving someone my time, and in return of this, I'm getting money, right, in return. So we all work like 8 hours a day and so forth, and that's good. We have to work. It's an important thing. But there are those who go and work overtime. Overtime meaning what? I'm not going to work only 8 hours. I'm going to work maybe 12 hours a day. So, and maybe in this overtime, I'll even get paid more. And Pope Shenouda, actually, in his book, was wondering about those people. He would say, is their time so cheap that they go even sell more of it and not value their own time? Because I already worked 8 hours. I need to be do other things too, because I need to be setting priorities. I need to be doing things with my time that is going to redeem my or rescue my life from destruction. I need to be working for eternity, not just working for this world here, right? So when people all work overtime, actually they're selling their time very cheap to get money instead. There is also an expression here that we all hear is called killing time. When someone is kind of bored, you say you're playing a game, you say, I'm killing some time. Killing sometimes is equivalent to killing your life, because one of the things that I read says, as if you could kill time without injuring eternity. As if you can kill time without injuring eternity. If you're not using your time wisely, circumspectly, as St. Paul says, then I'm going to be hurting my eternity. Men talk of killing time while time quietly is killing them. Of course, not only that sometimes we waste our time, but sometimes we use our time in things that is going to hurt us. Meaning what? Like we use our time for sinning sometimes. There was a famous burglar, his name was Arthur Berry. And I actually read an article about him. That he was very slick. He used to steal jewelries from very famous people. And people could not catch him, and the police could not catch him. But eventually he was caught. And when they caught him, he spent 25 years in prison. After he spent 25 years in prison and he left, a journalist or a newspaper reporter came and found him and made an interview with him. So he told him this. He told him, I think I could have made something out of my life, but I did not. He was very smart. So when you write the story of my life, when you tell people about all the burglaries, don't leave out the biggest one of all. Don't just tell them I robbed Jesse Livermore, the Wall Street Baron, or the cousin of the King of England. You tell them Arthur Berry robbed Arthur Berry. He robbed himself. robbed himself because he had time, but he wasted this time in sinning. And this time is now taken against him. So he robbed himself. In my life here on earth, there is a goal. And your life is a test that determines, as it's in the screen, that determines your worthiness for eternal life. Every day must be redeemed. Every day I need to redeem it with good deeds. The only way I can redeem the day is by doing good deeds. These are the things that are going to be transferred for me to eternity, be saved for eternity for me. And of course, doing deeds towards God and toward others, our neighbor. So we have a mission in our life. Our time need to be used in accomplishing this mission. The last thing I want to talk about is how to redeem that time, how to redeem the time, how to prevent this time from being wasted and make the best use of it. The first point that we need to talk about is you need to have good time management. The Bible says, for every season there is a season for every time there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. So there is a time to work and there is a time to pray. There is a time to spend with my family and a time to grow spiritually. And so I have to set my priorities right. They say that the most successful CEOs who are very accomplished, what they do is that they prepare for next day from the night before. And they write a list down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they start their day by meditating and exercising, meaning that they started in a spiritual way. In our taban understanding as Christians, the best way to start your day is by pray and exercising just to go to refresh kida and start so that you become focused and not get distracted. The problem with this society, we have so many distractions. Every day, more distractions. They don't let anything distract. When they write the priorities, they start with the list right away. If you start your day by checking your email or checking Facebook, your day is going to be wasted right away. And someone else is going to take your time from you. Because they took the most valuable time of your day, which is the early morning, when you are so focused, when you can tackle difficult tasks, when you can spend quality time with God, and they come and use it in nonsense, and then you won't have any time to spend later on. So this is the first point, is that I need to make a good list, manage my time very well, and use it wisely. The second thing, of course, we need to be using our time to save for eternity. So, of course, the highest priority is God, who created, who loved us, who died for our sake, whom we are spending eternity with. Because everything is going to perish, right? But it's only our relationship with God is the one that's going to last. So I need to know about God more. When we all immigrated to America here from Egypt, we needed to know how to speak the language before we come, how to manage our ways, how to get a driving license, and so forth. When we're going to eternity, I need to be familiar with this place. I need to be familiar with praising God continuously, because that's what they do in heaven. So I need to live in this mood so that when I get there, I will not be a sojourner or stranger. So the Father said that they are strangers here on earth because they are closer to God, and for them, heaven was not a strange place. So you need to dedicate time to praying, contemplating about the Word of God, and make the best time, give God a quality time. Another thing to redeem the time is that, like we said, time is a talent that God gave us. So I need to use my energy to serve God. serving is not necessarily limited to Sunday school. We sometimes think that if I don't serve in Sunday school, I'm not serving. This is contrary to actually what God says. God actually wants us to serve in a quiet way. And anybody, everyone in the church should be doing some service. And so we all have talents, we have gifts that God gave us, and gave us the gift of time. We need to make the best use of this and to save for eternity. You can do this by using the talents that God gave you and serving others. The fourth thing is we all have mistakes in the past. And the time to fix those mistakes is now. So if I have time still in hand, I need to be able to use this time to fix the mistakes of the past. And the best way to do this is by repentance. Because once our days have ended, then there is no time for repentance. As Kedah, the psalm says, "Repent, O my soul, while you dwell on earth, for in Hades there is no repentance and no one remembers." So the four things that we need to remember: don't let anyone steal your time from you. Manage your time very well. Be strict and learn to say no. It's not wrong to say no when someone is trying to take your time away from you. The second thing, that I need to spend quality time with God. We often sometimes pray while we're driving and so forth, and we're not giving God the quality time that he deserves. And we are actually in need to connect with him. The third thing is that we need to serve others. Use your time to serve others. And service is not limited to the things, you know, that we do here, Sunday school and so forth. No, cleaning the church is a service. You know, any type of service, do towards God, and God is not going to forget that. And the last thing is that the best thing also is to repent. Change your way, repent the sins of the past, and fix them before it is too late. May the Lord help us to redeem our time and make the best of it and use the talent that God gave us for the glory of his name, and glory be to God forever.